Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
It was in Alabama that Rosa Parks refused to move to the back of the bus. Martin Luther King led protest marchers on a long walk from Selma, Montgomery. And in Birmingham, police attacked civil rights demonstrators with dogs and fire hoses. Social change, racial change, it all came to Alabama in a hurry, but not without generating stiff resistance from more than a few traditional-minded folks who like things just fine under the old Jim Crow system of racial segregation. They rallied around their defiant governor, George Wallace, who marked his inauguration in office in early 1963 by declaring, "I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever." Neil Young certainly didn't see it that way. The Canadian-born rock legend recorded a pair of tracks called Southern Man and Alabama, ripping white Southerners for standing in the way of progress. The Southern men who comprised Lynyrd Skynyrd were huge fans of Neil Young and his music, but they felt that Young had gone too far in launching his broadside attack against the entire South. The Skynyrd boys weren't racist, and frontman Ronnie Van Zant put it into a 1974 interview with Rolling Stone magazine when he said, "We thought Neil was shooting all the ducks to get one or two. Not every Southern man was a cross-burning bigot." So Lynyrd Skynyrd went into the Atlanta recording studio late 1973 and cut Sweet Home Alabama, a record self-consciously designed to serve as the South's answer to Southern Man and Alabama. The result was the biggest hit of their career, a hard-rocking anthem of Southern pride that remains a staple of frat party DJs and classic radio stations like ours today. Few would argue against the idea that Sweet Home Alabama is worthy of consideration for any shortlist of the greatest rock songs ever. Here's Lynyrd Skynyrd and Sweet Home Alabama, your KQAK 435 Flashback.